I saw it on Linden Street.
Hello, and welcome to I Saw It on Linden Street, the show dedicated to the joy of finding an appreciation in cult films, exploitation oddities, beloved classics, and all points in between. I'm your host, Chris Roberts, inviting you to join us here at the Linden Street Cinema Experience Theater as we once again dig up a fun cinematic relic from the past. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for joining us. Now, this is where I would normally tell you it's not a standard film review, rather it's a synopsis of a film that we feel deserves to have another inspection, with background thrown in on the actors, information on the director, and hey, if I'm doing my job, you'll perhaps get a half-amusing story out of me. But that's what I would be telling you if it was a regular episode. But look at the date, look at the time, it's our year-end review. We got stuff to talk about. I got bones to pick. We got some goals to examine, and we just got a bunch of general grousing from yours truly. So why don't you join me? Let's close out 2022 on a high note. Join us! Well, hello there. It's been a minute. Not necessarily a bad one. I do truly appreciate the patience. The LSCE recording staff and myself have been sort of under an extended hiatus that we can get into a little bit later, and honestly, even its length caught us by surprise. For all intents and purposes, 2022 has been, well, I mean, truly, the world's still a dumpster fire, but we hope we've at least done our part to give you a little bit of something to enjoy in between the various bouts of rage eating and, well, potential drunk screaming into the proverbial void that you've been doing. I mean, truly, let's just look back on this year itself. Now, on the personal side of things, truly, the world did experience a little bit of change and kind of, get its act together. So we got to start seeing our families and doing a little bit more out and about as regular people again. All positives. Sound engineer and chief script dachshund Bernadette turned 15 years old. I found that I was able to develop a recipe and serve a killer homemade banh mi for a bunch of people. And I was also able to expose my nieces and nephews to some of my all-time favorite Muppet offerings. So, you know, all those managed to be thrown into the good pile of things. Oh, also, I managed to, in this entire calendar year, turn 40, catch COVID, don't recommend that one, and have the pleasure of spending an entire summer season waiting patiently for pieces of composite decking to be delivered piecemeal to my home in time to see a new deck finally come together to get constructed. No fault of the contractor I hired, the guy was great, but something we thought would start in May and then be finished by early July, in reality started in June, and then due to supply chain issues, was not finished until almost October. It's like I essentially bought a small car that was constructed piece by piece next to my house, and then it would just remain parked there, and would always be there, and yet it would never get used. The joys of homeownership, am I right? Oh, wait, you actually want to talk about, you know, films and themes. Right, gotcha. I get it. Well, let's look back then. You see, we got small last January when we covered a selection of some really fun films about shrinking. February saw us cover some of our favorite blaxploitation features, which, from the download data that I'm seeing, that was really well received. March of 2022 saw us with the theme of mental gymnastics. That was a selection of interesting films about folks with psychic and telekinetic powers. April marked us kicking off season 4, and we had ourselves a TV party with a selection of some boob tube inspired features, and then we took a month off to clear our heads, get things together in May, before we launched what became the Summer of Canon. That was our overview of the history of the studio itself, as well as a selection of films from their fine catalog, and that got us all the way from June through September. And then, well, I guess this is where I owe you an explanation of where the wheels came off. And truly, it's multifaceted. Now, as I have previously mentioned, I did take a new position at work this year. I said that right as we closed out things for the summer, and it sort of has moved on and got some energy about it. It's a little weird to say. It makes it sound ominous, like I'm going to tell you, like, I'm the new executioner for the king, or I was hired to be the chief, you know, tester of groats down in the kitchen. But no, instead, you could just say it was a promotion. I'm going to say that, and I don't even like saying that because it sounds braggy and wrong, and that's not my goal. But the overall gist is as follows. I went from having a steady, busy job being a data analyst at my university's planning office to now being, are you ready for it? Insert a drum roll, a planning coordinator, a term that has even less relevance than saying one is an analyst. And what's worse, it's equally confusing to try to explain to family members exactly what I do. I find it's easy. I just say I do data modeling, and that usually shuts them up, but who knows? It's really hard to explain. But for sake of argument, my now not so new position actually involves me spending a lot of my free time researching, writing, benchmarking, and then talking to various groups of people on our campus about the things I've read and researched. Do I love it? Actually, yeah, I most certainly do. But it's a level of work that, while I knew it was going to be a lot, I was not prepared for how it would develop, and that has taken some getting used to, and thus it has cut into my time podcasting.
Samir and I are the best programmers they got at that place. And you haven't been showing up and you get to keep your job.
Actually, I'm being promoted.
What?
In addition to taking a new position that called for me to do a bit of homework and research on my own, this last fall also saw me teaching not one but two sections of the Introduction to my University's Honors Program, which I will happily here brag, I had some amazing students this last semester. But all that being said, it also meant that I had, at any given time, 50 different students submitting questions, asking about homework, and shooting projects into my inbox to grade. It was a perfect addition to an already busy fall, and one that saw a bunch of students who were rolling in as first-time freshmen who, thanks to the pandemic and its resulting academic hangover, were not the greatest at having follow-through skills on things like assignments and sort of communication in general. Now, to their credit, while they did come through at the end and everything did work out, you would not believe the number of family members and friends that I had to call upon to assist me, such as being willing subjects to sit for student interviews and to just be sounding boards for the various inquiries that my students made, which made me question my own sanity, as student after student seemingly ignored the syllabus, the posted website instructions, and the provided deadlines, to then complain directly to me that they have no idea what to do. So, if you were one of those people that I reached out to over the last 4 months, and you agreed to be an interviewee for a incoming freshman, or you had to listen to me grouse, I truly, truly do appreciate it.
What the hell is this?
What, that's light beer.
Gee, I weigh 90 goddamn pounds and you bring me this slopping foam?
Harry's got me on a diet because the doc said my cholesterol's a little too high.
Well, let me tell you something now, Johnny. Last Thursday, I turned 95 years old.
Yeah.
And I never exercised a day of my life. Huh. Every morning, I wake up and I smoke a cigarette. And then I eat 5 strips of bacon. And for lunch, I eat a bacon sandwich. And for a midday snack,
bacon.
Bacon, a whole bacon. Damn plate. And I usually drink my dinner. Now, according to all of them flat belly experts, I should have took a dirt nap like 30 years ago. But each year comes and goes, and I'm still here. And they keep dying.
you know?
Now, compounding all of this, and honestly, I can only use this as an excuse to color perhaps the experience of the last 5 months, and going forward, I'm not going to be able to use this as a dodge for not writing new stuff, but it made a big enough impact here. When I went and turned the big 4-0 in August, I did promise my wife that I would focus on improving my overall health. I love to cook, I love to eat, and I have this real nasty habit of eating the things that I cook. Something had to give for me, and I was tired of that thing giving being my waistline. So I've spent the last few months trying to change up some of my eating habits and just attempting to, in general, move a little bit more. And over the course of time, I have managed to lose about 20 plus pounds. Now when you talk to folks, you really need to say you've lost 25, because when you say 22 or 23 and a half, it just doesn't command that level of awe and respect. Even though it's a slog no matter how you cut it. How did I do it? Well, dark magic. Reality, Weight Watchers. And no, I'm not one of those people. I'm not ordering their meals or their weird snacks or anything like that. I just use the program to track the food that I eat. I mind my weight. I try not to snack on foods that are not part of my plan. That's really it. But what does that translate mean, you know, for us in plain English? Well, you can eat a ton of vegetables, you can drink all the water you want, and then that opens up your free time, where you can have such worthy pursuits. Take what I do. I spend a lot of my days writing butter-soaked, erotic, lust-filled letters to things like pasta and sourdough bread. I still have another 20 or so pounds to go, and it's a process, and one that, well, this holiday has absolutely had an impact on. Why should this be of interest to you? Well, if you didn't believe that I was already feeling burnt out and tired from writing during my day job and then grading papers at night, I'm hoping the added knowledge that you know I was subsiding mainly on things like celery and cucumbers would add a nice padded layer of sympathy for me not putting out new episodes as planned on the regs. Again, I can only hope you take mercy upon me.
Good morning.
Morning.
So here's the buffet. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm great.
Just great.
Oh, ma'am, can I get some more butter?
Word of advice, when you hit Formica, stop.
You know the expression, falling off the wagon, Lee? This is what it looks like.
Yeah, but you got 20 or 30 pounds of food to break your fall. What the hell happened?
Bad morning. Preceded by 33 bad years.
Does this have something to do with Gwen?
Of course not. I love my sister. I love everything about her. Kiki? Kikikins? Who's smoking? I smell smoke. Is someone smoking within a 6 mile radius of where I'm standing? Stop them, Kiki. Stop them. Oh, man. The butter? What are they, out of butter? How can you run out of butter?
Well, I have one theory.
You know what? I need an assistant. Because if I had an assistant, she would be outside right now milking a cow, and I would never, ever run out of butter.
But making excuses doesn't help anybody understand what we're hoping to get for going forward. So I invite you now, join me. Let's talk about the future. April is going to see us start our fifth season of this show. So I'm really hopeful that 2023 brings on all the stuff that you think we've done well in the past and keeps refining it to give you content that you actually want to hear. So let's talk about some of that. Now, in an effort to stay ahead, I'm going to just go ahead and cop to this. January is a wash. So we're going to be starting things off in February by tackling a long-delayed subject that we're actually quite excited to see now. A theme that we're calling Here There Be Dragons. That's a delightful offering that revolves around some of those mythical creatures that we all enjoy ever so much. March is going to see us bring the theme Remake This. That's a fantastic listing of films that we feel are superior remakes of lesser origin material, the likes of which should hopefully delight and amaze you. And then, again, as we kick off Season 5 in April, that in turn is going to see us tackle the life and the films of an icon who we all know and love. The one, the only, the Chin himself, Mr. Bruce Campbell. And after that, well, I do have a lineup somewhat built for spring and early summer, but that we are going to keep under wraps right now in case we got to move some things around, because we do want to, again, offer up a larger summer theme on the distant horizon. And that will get addressed on another occasion. So hopefully that whets your appetite for something fun, and you can see we actually have some place to go. Now, as always, I had some really, really great stalwart guests, as I always do, so I would like to give a shout-out and a thank you to the wonderful, the great Dan Felton of the former Assorted Goods podcast and the current host of the Fucking A podcast. Please go find him, follow him, give him a great review. He deserves it. And I'd like to equally give a thank you to the loquacious and insightful Mr. Peter Martin, formerly the host of the Veloci podcast, and the current host of now both Ninja News Japan, and, of course, the irreverent Chunk McBeefchest. Please give his output a spin. Give him a good review and a follow, if you could. Both worthy gentlemen. That being said, this is all I got for now. This is just a quick little check-in, a how do you do, letting you know that I have not abandoned you, and I'm not giving up this post. So, I would like to give you my best wishes for the new year. I hope your holidays have been good and will continue to be good to you, and I hope to see you join us all as we kick off February and we start what is going to be I Saw It on Linden Street's fifth season this spring. So once again, on behalf of the Audio Dachshunds and myself, please have a happy holidays, and I hope you will join us. So that's going to wrap things up here for this bonus episode of I Saw It on Linden Street. Thank you so much for joining us for our year-end wrap-up. Again, February is going to see us kick off a whole new lineup, so join us for Here There Be Dragons. If you like what we're doing here, that would be the LSCE Dachshunds and myself, please, if you could, give us a favorable review on Apple Podcasts, hit that follow subscribe button, or hey, just do that wherever you're listening to us on. Did you leave us a fun review? Hell, I'll read it here and give you a shout-out on the show. Just think of it as my way of saying thank you for recognizing our love of cinema. Please, if you like, swing by, check out our website, lscep.com, where we have articles, episode links, and comics for you to peruse. We've been added to Stitcher, so you could find us there and give us a spin if you like. We're also proud to say we're on Amazon Music, so if you have an account, you can just say, "Hey, Alexa, play I Saw It on Linden Street today." We're also featured on both Podchaser as well as Good Pods, and those are podcast databases where listeners and creators alike. We're there. You can find us, give us a follow and a review if you do please, and hey, feel free just to like us on any of the lists that we're a part of to help give us a boost in the old rankings. You see, the more reviews and the increased likes, that affects those marvelous algorithms out there, and then it makes us more searchable, and we can share these fine films with more people. And you want to do that, don't you? Of course you do! If you have any questions for us, any comments, any movies you want us to cover, anything you thought I got wrong, we want to hear from you. Please, send us an email or an audio clip to lindenstreetcinemaexperience@gmail.com. You love social media? Well, we use it here. You can follow us on Twitter at LSCEP, at least as long as that's going to last. And you can find us on Instagram at LSCE_podcast. If you'd like to be even more personable or you want to contribute a segment to the sidecar, feel free, send us an audio message by way of Anchor. That's a free and easy app to use. So, until next time, until the new year, please take care out there, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay healthy. Remember, life's too short not to live in the past. Take it easy out there, everybody.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.